Good afternoon. From the Fairbanks Museum, welcome to this midday edition of An Eye on the Sky. A crystal clear sky graces the Vermont Public Listening Region at this hour, through which a brilliant late April sun is beaming down unhindered. The temperature, however, is more typical of late March than late April, with readings currently ranging through the mid and upper 30s over high terrain to the low 40s on valley floors. They will continue to climb several more degrees this afternoon, but top out only in the low to mid-40s later today over northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and southern Quebec, as well as the Adirondacks, and upper 40s to low 50s across southern Vermont and southern New Hampshire, a good 15 to 18 degrees below the normal highs for the day. It's a chilly air mass that's blown in across the region during the past 24 hours. This morning's low of 21 here at the museum was within 2 degrees of the record for the date, for example, while Plattsburgh, New York, tied a record low for the date. We're likely to see some upper teens and low 20s for minimums again tonight. The upside? Clear sky into Saturday morning and, starting tomorrow, a marked moderating trend. The surface weather map at this hour shows compact but tightly wound low pressure near Anticosti Island in the Gulf of St. Lawrence that wrapped up quickly during the past 12 hours as a potent packet of energy in the northern branch of the polar jet stream dug strongly southeastward from Hudson Bay. It was this packet of energy that drove the strong cold front across the region yesterday afternoon, accompanied by rain and snow showers, most numerous over northern mountainous terrain. In its wake, cold high pressure has spilled southward from northern Canada and is now ridged from far northwestern Quebec through the eastern Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. This high will dominate our weather through Saturday midday while drifting eastward across New England. The air mass with which it is associated is very dry, so generally clear skies can be expected into Saturday midday, at which point the ridge will withdraw to the east and moisture on its western flank will start to encroach. Some light showers are likely here Saturday night and Sunday, but amounts will probably wind up between a few hundredths of an inch to a quarter inch at best region-wide. In any case, that's a ways down the road. The next few days look high and dry. Here are the details. This afternoon, sunny. Highs in the 40s north. Upper 40s to mid-50s south. Northwest wind near 10 miles per hour from the Green Mountains east, a few gusts to 20 miles per hour in New Hampshire, and 10 miles per hour or less to the west of the Greens. Tonight, clear, crisp, lows generally in the 20s, except closer to 30 near Lake Champlain, and upper teens in the cold spots. A northwest wind near 10 miles per hour early, diminishing to light and variable. Friday, mostly sunny, milder, highs in the mid-50s to 60. Light wind, mainly northwest, less than 10 miles per hour. Friday night, mostly clear, not as cold, lows ranging from the mid-20s to mid-30s, coldest east of the Green Mountains. Light wind becoming south to southeast in the Champlain Valley, near 10 miles per hour. Saturday, sun mixing with increasing afternoon clouds, mainly south and west. Breezy and mild, a rising chance for some late-day showers in the St. Lawrence Valley, highs in the low to mid-60s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, with some light showers becoming numerous, lows in the 40s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy and mild, a chance for some rain showers, mainly in the morning, highs in the low 60s to low 70s. From the Fairbanks Museum, I'm meteorologist Steve Maleski with An Eye on the Sky.